You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday. It's a meat Friday, in case you're wondering. The Traeger fired up smoky meatball parms and onion rings. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
And you are right about that. Final hour, we'll check in with the Rams with the joint practice. Do the Rams discipline Aaron Donald? Does the NFL get involved? The NFL has told us this morning they do not get involved. This is incumbent upon the teams. If they want to hand out punishment to players in practice, it's up to them. 877-3DP Show, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Chiefs beat the Packers, Texans beat the 49ers. Not much to see there. Starting to get down to the somebody taps you on the shoulder and says, bring your playbook. That's the kind of moment that we're going to be having. A lot of players throughout the NFL will experience that. And if you miss what Ross Tucker had to say, Ross Tucker was cut four times in the NFL. And he talked about the fallout from being cut, got emotional about it, because he said, you don't just represent yourself. You represent your family, your hometown, your university, everything. And it hit him that he was a disappointment. He had let a lot of people down. And there are a lot of players fighting for survival with these preseason games. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and nearly 400 radio stations around the country. He is Gary Klein. He covers the Rams for the LA Times, joins us from Cincinnati, where the joint practice was yesterday. How would you describe what happened, Gary, between Aaron Donald and the Cincinnati Bengals?
You know, Dan, when these teams get together for joint practices, it always sounds like a great idea. And that first day, everyone's enthusiastic. It's great to be going against an opponent other than your teammate. But when it gets to the second day, frustration sets in. And, you know, the Bengals talked about, at least Zach Taylor talked about, the Super Bowl was behind them. No hard feelings. But I got to believe, you know, after 2 days of having to go against Aaron Donald and the Rams going against the Bengals, tempers flare. And, you know, Aaron Donald was in the middle of what was happening, but he was not the only one. There was punches thrown, people kicking, people shoving. Fortunately, at least as far as I know, no one was hurt. But there were helmets swinging, and it was quite a scene that led to the end of practice.
Any indication if the Rams will take any disciplinary action against Aaron Donald?
No. I would be stunned if the Rams did any kind of disciplinary thing. Sean McVay talks about, you know, you need to protect teammates. You need to, you know, you need to stand up for yourself. They are not going to fine a player that they just gave a massive extension to that's a leader of their team. Hmm. In some way, you know, I'm sure McVay came away from that with a little bit of, I don't want to say pride, but I'm sure he walked away with, my guys stood up for each other. And even though his attitude is nothing to see here, we've forgotten about it in 30 seconds. I'd be, like I said, I'd be stunned if anything happened to Aaron Donald.
I know the NFL has told us this morning it's up to the teams. Does the NFL? Okay, what's the difference between Aaron Donald swinging helmets and Myles Garrett doing something on national TV during the regular season?
Well, that's a valid argument. And in today, you know, in today's media atmosphere where things are on video and they're distributed all over the world, you could make that case. But that is the NFL's policy, that what happened in practice is under the purview of the teams. And that's why I'm saying if this was something the NFL was going to get involved in, I don't think there's any question there would be some kind of fine or discipline. But because it's the teams involved, I don't think it's going to happen.
If you're going to handicap this Rams team this year, the reason why they'll repeat is what? And the reason why they won't is what?
Well, I think the reason, if they do repeat, which we all know is very, very, very difficult, this doesn't happen. They have upgraded in a couple positions. And I think the addition of Bobby Wagner on the defense gives them all pros at every level, with Aaron Donald, Bobby Wagner, and Jalen Ramsey leading that defense. And then even though that Odell Beckham Jr., you know, is still a free agent, they traded Robert Woods. Allen Robinson, the addition of him to go along with Cooper Kupp, I think makes them stronger in a lot of ways on offense. But Dan, from what I see, the most difficult thing, the reason they may not, is just because it is such a long season. You have to be good. You have to be lucky. The breaks have to go your way. And also, I think your players have to be so motivated over that 17-game season and the playoffs to actually complete that run. I just think there's a reason why teams fatigue or people get injured and it just doesn't work out.
You know, it's an interesting team. You got big personalities there. Then you have the Matt Stafford situation. At least it felt like it was front burner. Now, where do we stand with Stafford's elbow and health status going into the season long term?
Well, I think in the short term, he's going to be fine. You know, McVay, of course, caused a firestorm when he said it was abnormal, you know, for a quarterback and that he was feeling pain more like a baseball injury. So Stafford has played, he's going into his 14th season. He's got things, you know, parts of his body that I'm sure ache all the time. And I think his right arm is going to be a project through the season. They're going to have to manage it. At this point, you know, over the last 2 days, he looks as good as ever. You know, he's firing passes all over the place, but they haven't started hitting him yet. He hasn't had his arm yanked by J.J. Watt or anyone else yet. So I think it's something they're going to have to manage. The way they did it this offseason was to have him not throw. That seems to at least have put him in a position to be effective, you know, at the start of the season. But I think it's an ongoing thing that he's going to have to manage the rest of his career.
Yeah, Sean McVay made this more of a story. So he can't be, you guys are making, you know, a big deal. No, you made a big deal. We would have said, oh, you know, maybe tenderness in his elbow. The Rams more likely to repeat or miss the playoffs, in your opinion?
Oh, I think they'll make the playoffs. I don't know that I would go so far as to say they're going to repeat. But the NFC West, I think, is not as strong as it was last year. You know, the Seahawks don't have a quarterback. The Cardinals situation is kind of interesting, and they haven't proven they can go the long haul. The 49ers will be good because they'll be tough. But I think the Rams will make the playoffs. But they got some breaks last season, not having to go to Green Bay. You know, a miracle great play against the Buccaneers and, you know, coming back against the Bengals. So they did everything they had to do last year. But again, you got to go back to 2004 to find a team that was able to repeat. It's just not that easy in the NFL.
Play nice there in Cincinnati, Gary, okay?
Will do, Dan. Thanks very much.
Yeah, don't take on a Cincinnati reporter. You know, I just, you know, neutral corners there. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
That's Gary Klein. He's joining us from Cincinnati. Now, he thinks no punishment, which, look, I'm not calling for it. I'm just speculating that is there going to be, would there be, should there be? If the NFL was going to govern this, then I have to believe the NFL would punish Aaron Donald because of the public reaction to this. That's what the NFL bases, it feels like, their punishment on sometimes. Like, how do people feel? Man, they're angry about this. Oh, that video came out. Boy, they're really angry about it. You know, they're not as angry about this, upset about this. You know, what role did public sentiment play with Deshaun Watson? What role did public sentiment play with Myles Garrett? What role did public sentiment play with Michael Vick? What role did public sentiment play with Ray Rice? A lot, I think. But I wonder if the media ignores this, does the NFL ignore this? The NFL hasn't ignored this because you see Aaron Donald with two Cincinnati Bengals helmets in his hand and swinging. I know this stuff happens in practice, but this is a joint practice here. And that's, I understand if he's a role player, maybe he gets cut. Or he's trying to make the team, he doesn't make the team. But then, you know, what Gary just said was interesting, that maybe there's part of Sean McVay, it's like, yeah, I like this. You know what? I like that my best guy is ready to go. And maybe he looks at it. And here we are in late August, and he is getting that fired up. And maybe that's the approach that he's going to take with this. The Tour Championships on NBC, Peacock, Golf Channel. This is it. Last opportunity to take home the PGA Tour's ultimate prize, the Tour Championship, Saturday, 2:30 Eastern on NBC. and Peacock. Don't know if you saw where there were some comments made about the LIV tour. And I think it was Lee Westwood had some things to say, where he's basically saying, oh, all you hypocrites on the PGA Tour, now you took our model and now you want to do something like that on the PGA Tour. Now, once again, I'm paraphrasing this, but he's calling out everybody who wasn't all in on the LIV Tour, saying that now the PGA Tour is basically doing the same thing. And he says, new look PGA Tour, just a copy of LIV Golf, points finger at hypocrites. I laugh at what the PGA Tour players have come up with, Westwood told Golf Digest in an interview that came out yesterday. It's just a copy of what LIV is doing. A lot of hypocrites out there. They all say LIV is not competitive. They all point at the no-cut aspect of LIV and the short fields. Well, what the PGA is doing is not 54 holes, it's 72. And you can miss the cut on the PGA Tour in the events that they're talking about. On Wednesday, the PGA Tour commissioner announced the tour's top players have committed to competing in at least 20 tournaments, including 13 elevated events that will have average purses of $20 million. Lee Westwood also goes on to say, I'm not convinced by the strategic alliance because I've seen how the PGA Tour has behaved over the years. You know, my point to Lee Westwood is, Lee, tell me how LIV Tour's grown the game, and I'll wait for your answer. Also, how would you explain playing in a golf tournament not too far away from what happened at 9/11? Just talk to the families here and just tell them what the LIV Tour is doing, just helping. You tell me, and I'll wait and listen to that. So you can say that the PGA Tour is copying off LIV Tour's paper and then handing in the homework. That's fine. But I keep hearing the LIV Tour is growing the game. You know what it's doing? The LIV Tour is growing the PGA Tour. Because PGA Tour was looking like, what answers do we have? Now what you did is you basically hit the reset for the PGA Tour to have them increase prize money. We want players to stay. We got fun events here. All right, they copied off your paper. So? But don't tell me you're growing the game. And I'm waiting for somebody to tell me how you're growing the game. If you weren't getting paid what you're getting paid, would you go to the LIV Tour because you, quote, have fun? If it's equal money, Lee, you want to play on the LIV Tour? Only 54 holes, get to have teams. Hell, we could wear shorts, we could smoke cigars, we can do it, music being played. You want to do that? Tournaments don't mean anything. If the money's the same, you tell me, Lee. Now the PGA Tour can say, why don't you come back? We got all those things. And they actually mean something. That's all. And look, it's individual. You want to go to the LIV Tour, go to the LIV Tour. But don't sit here and BS us on it, because you're not trying to grow the game. Does anybody know, when's the next LIV Tour event? Exactly. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. But now everybody, oh, they're angry on the LIV Tour. Okay, just take your money. Shut up. If it's great, just go play. It's all right. Be happy, Lee. You know what? You're closing in on 50. Well, right off into the sunset. Have fun. It's okay. But don't sit here and lie to people. We're growing the game. And I know there's other sports entities involved with the Saudis. I understand that. But this is owned and operated by the Saudis. That's a difference, and that bothers me. Okay? And if they want to play, you know, just blank and giggles, and okay. It's the partnership. It's not the format. It's the partnership. That's all. There's made-for-TV golf events all the time. Skins games. It's head-to-head, two great players, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. I get all of that. Tell me how you're growing the game. And tell me what you would say to those families who lost people, friends, family, at 9/11. Just tell me. I'd be curious. Because you know what? I think that's a fair question. I think it's a fair question to ask you how you're growing the game. That's all. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get more phone calls coming up. College football is back, sort of. It doesn't sound like, yes, it's week zero. That's what they're calling it. Is football back-ish? Week zero. We'll talk about that coming up next, Dan Patrick Show. What do I have here, Seton?
M-Drive.
Oh, M-Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can hear it in my voice.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they give me copy, so I'm supposed to tell you about things or bullet points here. There's certain sponsors, partnerships, where you just go, let me just talk.
You don't even need it.
Whoa! Hey! What are you doing? You're crazy.
You don't even need that copy.
You're crazy. M-Drive Boost and Burn.
It's right from the heart.
$5. Boom. It's money-back guarantee, free shipping, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop. It's there. You can go in and get it if you want it, or go to mdrivedan.com. I don't even have any paper in front of me. This is just me telling you every morning. It's a clinically tested, backed by science supplement to be able to help you. Weight loss, increased energy, healthy testosterone. What, Todd?
You drink that smoothie and you start bopping around. Why would you need any paperwork? We see every day how you're just...
Everybody's ripping up paper. We don't need copy here with M-Drive. M-Drive, Boost and Burn. Try it for 2 weeks. $5, mdrivedan.com. Whoa! Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. Merchandise, the candles sold out. We have four different scents, and they all sold out. So we're going to get more. We do have a few more Velcro wallets, and you could have that sound. You could go to the bar. You want to impress somebody, you could do that. And it's really simple.
Or depress somebody.
Yes, you can depress somebody. But we also have some new T-shirts, college football, and go to danpatrick.com. You can pick up a lot of great things there. Paulie's going to a music festival. Is it a one-day or two-day music festival?
Here's the thing. I've been invited to a music festival. Right. It's called, I just heard about it. It's a month from now. It's called Sound on the Sound. It's in Bridgeport, Connecticut. So it's basically minutes from our house, minutes from where Marvin and I live.
Okay.
Okay, I was offered a ticket for one of the 2 days. I was going to present you the lineup, okay, and you guys tell me which day I should go to.
Here we go.
Some of these bands I don't know. Right. Saturday lineup, the Cameroons. Next band, Trampled by Turtles. Real name. Okay. Then Band of Horses, heard of them. Right. A band called Camp, C-A-A-M-P. Right. Then, during the evening, the Lumineers, Ziggy Marley, Zach Bryan, who I don't know if he's related to Luke Bryan, because that would be good. Okay. Father John Misty, and then the headliner on Saturday night, Stevie Nicks. So the big ones are, you know, Ziggy Marley's cool.
Okay.
Lumineers, Stevie Nicks.
All right.
What are your thoughts early?
All right. That's tasty in the evening.
Okay. Yeah, there's good ones there. Lumineers, I'm not necessarily a fan, but they probably put on a good show. Stevie Nicks is great. I'll skip Father John Misty, but a lot of people really like him.
Jenny Lewis, Geese, Drew Angus, any of those bands?
Jenny Lewis is awesome.
Okay. See, that's good to know, because I trust Seton.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, Stevie Nicks alone, I think you got to go to the latter, unless you're big on that turtle group from the...
It's an all day. I'm going or I'm not going?
I would go.
I wouldn't go all day.
Well, I think we're trying to pick between Saturday and Sunday, and this is Saturday.
This is Saturday.
Okay. We haven't heard Sunday yet.
Okay, all right.
Who would take the ticket now and pass on Sunday? Like door number one, door number two.
I'm going to take a chance on Sunday.
Here's a Sound on the Sound lineup for Sunday.
Okay, all right.
Truesdale, Jade Bird, Noah Kahn, don't know them, Charlie, The Main Squeeze, then some known bands, okay, Spin Doctors.
Cool.
Okay, old school.
Yeah. Right.
Head in the Heart, which I've heard of and don't know much about it, but I've heard of them.
Uh-huh.
Gary Clark Jr., great guitarist.
Great.
Very good.
Okay. The Roots.
Great.
All right.
Brandi Carlile.
Great.
Ooh.
The National.
Great.
Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds.
Great. Oh, come on. It's Sunday.
It's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
It's not even that close.
No.
Gary Clark Jr. is fantastic.
Yep. I was on Fallon when Gary Clark Jr. was on.
I think we rolled there with that one.
Yeah, we did. Gary Clark was out in the hall. I don't even know if they gave him a dressing room. He's out in the hall just kind of playing his guitar.
The Roots? That's cool.
Yeah. Right. And that Fallon.
The National. They've got a good rep.
Yeah.
I wish that you could take Ziggy Marley and Band of Horses and put them on Sunday.
Mm. Oh, like a 2-for-1?
Mm.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews, and he's with Tim.
Tim Reynolds.
Tim is an incredible guitar player. And I saw them together a couple of years ago. They put on a great show. And Dave talks to you a lot more through this concert.
Yeah, it appears it's not going to be like the big band. It's more of like an acoustic set with these two guys.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's pretty cool.
Ziggy Marley, I've seen him in concert.
The Head and the Heart, I've heard of them.
I have listened to them, but I couldn't tell you much about that. Yeah, I'd go Sunday.
All right.
I mean, if you're going to choose between the two, I'd do Sunday.
That's which festival day should I attend?
Yes.
Game.
Yes. Football this weekend, it's week zero. And how about we bet on a game? Everybody bets on a game. The week zero.
So pick a group bet on a game?
I'm automatically going with Northwestern over Nebraska.
I got...
How many points do I get? Do I get 11.5 or 12 with Northwestern?
Checking DraftKings. Nebraska's given 12 as of right now.
Okay, so and this is what you need to know. Nebraska's failed to cover the spread in 5 straight season openers. Yes, Eden?
This is insulting, but I just typed in CFB schedule into Google.
Yeah.
And it completely skipped this week.
Yeah, it'll do that.
Well, it is week zero.
If you go to ESPN.com and you click on week one, you get next week's schedule.
Okay, here's something for you. NFL college football head-to-head DraftKings special. Teams to have more wins in the regular season. Will the Niners have more wins than USC? See, I like this. This is spicy. Niners, USC. Bills, Alabama. How about that one? Tampa Bay, Ohio State.
This is very good.
This is close.
Yeah, Nick Saban averages 12 wins a year.
All right. Yeah, but they're playing 17 games in the NFL, so Buffalo would go 12-5. They scream 13-4, don't they? Niners against USC. Are we asking too much of USC? Too soon. And then this is up to Trey Lance. That feels like first team to 10 wins that bet. But you also have 17 games in the NFL. Yes, Todd.
I was looking at a juicy Florida State-Duquesne game. Earlier, we weren't sure that Duquesne even had a football team.
Yeah.
Florida State's got a lot to prove. However,
what's the line?
39.5.
Yeah. They're disrespecting Duquesne.
All right. I'm going to take the 39.5 Duquesne. Anybody want Florida State? Pie to the face.
I would bomb the first half Duquesne cover. I love Duquesne first half cover.
You're the king of first half covers. Army football.
Yeah. Well, any type of football, military school, first half covers.
First half cover.
It's a guarantee.
Yeah.
I got Vanderbilt given 9 to Hawaii, Nevada given 8.5 to New Mexico State. Here's our 5
stars. Is Hawaii playing at home?
Hawaii?
Yeah. Are they playing at home? At a home?
Yes, they sure are.
Okay.
You want no part of that
I
place.
I want the Bows.
You don't want Hilo.
No.
Wherever they play. I'm going to take Wyoming getting 13.5 versus the Illini. Wyoming football, great uniforms. I don't know if the team's good, but great uniform.
It's week zero. Nobody cares.
Do you want the week one
they
schedule?
Should just say that. Week zero, nobody cares. You don't care, and neither do we. Yes, Todd.
Because a synonym for zero is nothing. So you're basically calling all of these games nothing. Week, isn't that zero, zilch, nothing? Those are all synonyms.
Yes, yes, Paulie.
Here is the next week's schedule, and it's pretty saucy. You got Oregon, Georgia. Ooh. ABC 3:30 Eastern. Now, that is right. Saturday, September 3rd.
That didn't Georgia's defensive coordinator go to Oregon?
Yep.
It's now your head coach.
Cincinnati, Arkansas. And Arkansas is ranked coming into the season.
Is Cincinnati?
Cincinnati's 23rd.
Okay.
Arkansas, they're making a heck of a comeback.
See, this is with what's going on in college football, Cincinnati is going to have a hard time scheduling quality opponents to be able to play in a, playoff again. You know, these schedules are years in advance. They had the Notre Dame game, and that was a big one there. But these other schools are going to have a harder time because they're not going to be able to schedule some of these out-of-conference schools that could help them move up in the rankings. Yeah, Paul.
Another good one next Saturday, Utah at Florida to open the season. Ooh. Utah is the favorite. Utah's ranked 7th.
I know.
You lose that, it's all over. Then you got Utah State, Alabama. The line is 39.5. The Biggie, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC next Saturday. Notre Dame at Ohio State. What do you think the line is as of now? Oh, man.
I'm going to say Ohio State by 13.5.
That's a good guess. 15.5. That's pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah. What would it be if Ohio State went to Notre Dame? Ohio State would still be favored.
Yeah, 11.5.
11.5 at Notre Dame?
Yeah, probably. It's good for 4 points, 3 points.
Hmm. Okay.
I love the games that are Bethune-Cookman at Miami.
Oh, all right. Yes, yes, Marv.
My favorite part about week one and not week zero is those games played in like NFL stadiums, like LSU. I think they're playing at the Superdome.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Georgia Tech Clemson is at Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta.
Mm.
Those are my favorite, that Sunday, Monday of Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. Are we working on Labor Day?
The actual Labor Day?
Yeah.
No.
We're not?
Historically.
Oh, okay. Seton, you got like an interesting look on your face. Do you have something already planned for Labor Day?
No.
Okay.
As a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Like every day's the Super Bowl for me.
When was the last time we worked on Labor Day?
I don't know. I'm ready. I'll be here.
I'm not good at keeping track of these kinds of things.
I'm horrible.
I'm not good at this. Like, don't you remember last week we took. Their last year, we took this week off.
I know. I do forget. And, So I usually forget that we're off, not that we have to work. Yeah, Pauline.
I have us never working Labor Day.
Never.
Since we started doing the show in 07, because the NFL season would start that Thursday. If it was the other way where, the season started a week earlier, we would be on Labor Day.
Okay. All right.
Let's go.
All right. So you guys enjoy a long weekend. Next weekend. Oh, boy.
All right. What are you going to do on Labor Day? You worried?
I don't have anything to do.
Want us to find a show for you to?
No, I'm okay. I'm not that much of a loser, but yeah, I don't know. It kind of ruins my routine here.
You'll probably watch a replay of like a UTEP Cal Northridge game.
You know what I watched? NFL Network had Chiefs in the season they won the Super Bowl because they were showcasing Lenny Dawson, who just passed away. It was great. And it just reinforced that Otis Taylor should be in the Hall of Fame. Has Otis Taylor come close to being in the Hall of Fame? Otis Taylor was one of the first. He wasn't necessarily a tight end, but he was built like one. But he was that first big, big wide receiver who could beat you downfield. But watching Lenny Dawson, Hank Stram's white, he's mic'd up. Going to matriculate down the field. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Otis Taylor played, 10 years all in Kansas City. Two-time first team All-Pro, four-time All-Pro or Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
His stats, his regular season stats are better than Lynn Swann's, but then he doesn't have the playoffs as much.
But he had a big touchdown in the Super Bowl. They beat the Minnesota Vikings. Yes, Marv.
Hank Stram's kind of got that old school, yeah, I'm saying, voice. Every time they hit NFL Films plays them.
I know.
Yeah, that's how you run that. Yeah. Come on, Lenny.
But Lenny Dawson comes over. He's the quarterback for the Chiefs. He doesn't know that Hank Stram is mic'd up for the Super Bowl. Hank Stram didn't tell anybody. And they kept wondering why Hank was using all these big words, matriculate down the field. What coach says that? But you're right. Lenny comes over. He goes, Lenny, come on. Let's run that 87-2 toss, okay? It's going to break. You know, get Gloucester in there. Gloucester, get in there. And then, rah, rah, rah. And then all of a sudden they score on a touchdown. Ah, I told you. Yes, I told you. He's got his blazer on. But it was great. Great watching Lenny Dawson. Prior to the Super Bowl, it was brought up that he could be involved in gambling allegations, Super Bowl week. And there was somebody else that he had met 10 years prior whose last name was Dawson, no relation. He did speak to the guy, but had nothing to do with gambling. And then this surfaced the week of the Super Bowl, so he had to. And then he gets a call from President Nixon, and President Nixon, after the game, says, there's nothing to that gambling story. And then Lenny goes, if the president says there's nothing to it, then there's nothing to it. And then moved on, and it was never brought up again. But watching that against the Minnesota Vikings, Kansas City Chiefs were a great team. Defensively, it was so much fun. Buck Buchanan, Willie Lanier, got a great secondary. Yes, he.
The huddle that the Chiefs did last night, that's pretty cool.
Yes, they did that. It's called the choir.
Very cool way to honor.
Yeah. It's called the choir huddle. And watching the Chiefs do that last night was really, that was a nice little gesture there. Let's see, a couple of phone calls in here. Ed in Florida. Hi, Ed. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I actually called to talk about the Prime production last night, but you brought up Live, and I had a t-shirt idea, kind of Abbey Road-esque, Live and Let Die. You could have Phil, DJ, and Bubba, and Cam walking across the street in a kind of a walk of shame. But I did want to bring up just what your thoughts were on the Prime production. I didn't think it was that great. You couldn't change commercials very easily. I thought Al and Clarissa were, but I'm wondering if somebody's going to tap Herbie for his playbook, because I didn't think he was all that good last night.
You know what? I didn't really watch it with a critical eye or ear. I didn't. Now, do I trust, Al Michaels anytime he does a broadcast? Absolutely. And Herbie is professional as well. So I don't have any. I'm not sitting there going, man, I don't know if this is going to work out. Al will make every analyst better. And he'll make it smooth. His voice calls out, rings out, shouts out big time. And, Herbie's got to raise his game to Al's. And it's not to say he didn't raise it with Chris Fowler, but now you're with Al Michaels. I mean, Al Michaels is one of the great voices in the history of sports. You got to raise your game. And, Chris Collinsworth worked with him. So you got to raise, there's just going to be that comparison just by proxy. But I did not watch or listen with a critical eye or ear. Brad in Kansas City, then we'll take a break. I'm looking outside on my monitor here, and oh my gosh, those meatballs look good. Meatball parms. I can almost smell those meatball parms. And the onion rings, too. All right, Brad, what do you have for me?
Hey, Dan, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah.
So, two things, to keep it short. I know you guys hear this all the time, but you guys have no idea how much joy you bring to every one of your listeners. You guys are just a blast to listen to.
Well, thank you.
Second thing, the Maravich drill. Dan, I'm a little disappointed you know the secret of this, and I don't want anybody to get hurt, especially Seton, on a couple of these bets. The way they do this, I learned this at the Heart of America basketball camp in Salina, Kansas, by Ken Cochran, who invented the pop shot. Spread your feet wide. Tuck your knees in. The ball will never go above your knees.
Okay. Thank you, Brad. That's the Pete Maravich drill, where you throw the ball down between your legs really, really hard, and then you catch it behind your back. So spread your legs apart, have your knees in, and it'll never go above your knees. Yeah, see.
kind of, maybe I'm imagining this wrong, but that sounds like a way to get a more direct shot.
Sounds like a saboteur.
Yeah, that sounds like a saboteur. Thank you.
Hmm. Who wants to try? I mean, I'll try. One, you know, we'll take a break. Yeah. We got Meat Friday here, but I'll go out there and I'll try the Maravich drill and see if the new instructions can help this. I'm not afraid. We'll take a break back after this. Business owners, if you're boxed in by the pressures of running that business, listen up. Because managing remote workforces, keeping up with the changing regulations, HR compliance, hiring, retaining top talent, handling payroll, it's a list that goes on and on and on and on. Now, there's a limit to what you can do to keep employees engaged while you're running your business smoothly. That's where Insperity comes in. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work, so they help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy, focusing on the health of your organization. If your HR strategy included access to better benefits to help you keep your employees, that would help you attract new ones, right? What if it also offered training for your employees so they get better on the job, increase their skills, they become more productive, more valuable to you? Insperity is ready to help you. They provide the HR solutions, the challenges you face in business. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR, that truly makes a difference. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lost a friend about 10 days ago, brilliant cameraman, cinematographer, worked with him on a project, Russell Brownlee. And one of those guys you meet, stays with you. Yeah, I work with Russell, and you just meet certain people, and they just had this zest for life, and they could not, when you say, I need help, they're there. You don't even get the word help out. They were there. But cameraman, I asked him to help me on a project. And I said, you know, it's just it's a passion project for me. And he said, I'll be there. Flew from San Diego to Ohio and did it for nothing. Really tore me up. Big time. And we were on vacation, and I just thought, you know, I don't know how I pay tribute to him other than just to say you were awesome. And if you can say that about anybody when they leave us, you know what? You were awesome. We'd all go out that way. And he was. He's one of those guys. He was awesome. We'll get some phone calls. We'll close up shop here on this Friday. A great week. A lot of fun. And I always appreciate the interaction we have with the audience, whether you're texting, you're tweeting, you're emailing, you're calling. It's fun. I love when you're involved in the process. You may not always agree with what we say, what I say, or how we do it, but I do appreciate, I mean, it's like I am with my brothers. We don't always agree, but at the end of the day, you know, we're brothers and we love each other. So thank you, you know, because there are times when I need you as much as you tell me that you need us, and not lost on us. Let's see. Dexter in South Carolina. Hi, Dexter. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP, my condolences. That was heartfelt. I'm good. Hey, I just want to know if with the Velcro wallet that Paulie's sporting, do we get a free pair of OP corduroy shorts with that? Mm. Is that going to be on the website soon?
Well, I don't know. Paulie, do we have any update on something that we could go along with the Velcro wallet?
We're working on a partnership with OP right now. but as soon as you do get the Velcro wallet, your hair immediately becomes feathered again.
Well, I like that. I like that.
Very nice.
Members only jacket, and your car will have a T-top. I like it. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Not too many, but 1939, the first televised Major League Baseball games were shown. It was a doubleheader between the Cincinnati Reds and the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
In 1961, the International Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto opened. Is it still there? Hockey Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I don't know that. I know that Wayne Gretzky had a restaurant with all of his memorabilia just down from Sky Dome in Toronto, but I don't.
Do you think there's like a Wayne Gretzky museum? And I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Like where you could go just to, for his stuff?
Well, that's what this restaurant was. I don't know if it's still there. I just know he had all this great memorabilia there.
I think they're building, or it's not built yet, but a Larry Bird Museum in central Indiana.
But I would think that, wouldn't Montreal be the place where you'd have the Hockey Hall of Fame? I don't know. Maybe somebody can do some work here. Is it still in Toronto?
I have it still in Toronto on Yonge Street, Yonge.
But is this Gretzky's restaurant or is this?
This is the Hockey Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Okay. The movie Bang the Drum Slowly, starring Robert De Niro as a baseball player with a terminal illness, released in theaters. You know, if you talk to old-time Yankee fans, they'll bring up Bang the Drum Slowly with Robert De Niro. Playmakers debuted on ESPN 2003. Wow, was that a big deal at the time at the mothership? Because the NFL was not happy with ESPN. Now you're portraying us, and I kept thinking how Playmakers was portraying the NFL was actually a lighter version of what they could have done. And they were actually saying, this is based off stories that actually happened in the NFL. Oh, my God. I remember that was bad. We talked to Deion Sanders. Deion goes, hey, he reviewed Playmakers for us. We had him on as our TV critic. He said, Playmakers is boring. I played with Michael Irvin. Yes, Todd?
Would the Astros do a sequel for Bang the Drum Slowly? And just substitute the drums for garbage.
All right, bloop. Dang. Let's finish up strong. I wouldn't say anything else, Todd.
Except for what I learned.
Oh,
I blew it. I blew it again.
So well. For about 3 seconds, you did so well.
But we have some fun what we learned. So,
all right, Todd. What did we learn today?
I think this is clever. Maybe not. Ross Tucker was cut 4 times in his NFL career. Actually, 5 times when LeVar Arrington caused Russ to have his bleeding ears stitched up. So actually 5 cuts. See what I did?
Okay.
Playing off of cuts.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Seton O'Connor.
Nick Wright has a podcast. Are you aware of that?
Yes, he does. And yes, I am. Marvin.
Ross Tucker's wife had herself a day at work.
Yeah. And then he had a day at work when he got roughed up by LeVar Arrington. Paulie, what'd you learn?
Nick's boutique.
Nick's wife has a boutique in Harlem. Todd?
I'm going to go back to Ross Tucker. He wants to punch Friends actor David Schwimmer since he effectively made the name Ross nerdy. And
I know. When I heard that, he said, you know who I'd like to punch? You know, David Schwimmer. What we learned brought to you by Callaway's new Rogue ST Fairway Woods. Up to 10 yards longer. Longest fairway woods ever. 3 different models, Rogue ST Max, Callaway's most universal, Max D, and the Max LS, better player model. CallawayGolf.com/GoRogue. Oh, but wait, there's one more item. Well, why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Biggest sale of the year. So all the smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on a 360 limited edition smart bed. Great time to discover adjustable comfort for both of you. Also, sleepers who use the 360 smart bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. You may think, well, that's not a big deal. It is if you add it all up. That's 170 hours per year. Summer wine. Down, time to transition back to school, back to the office, quality sleep. We can all use it. You got to have that family reset to get ready for the new routines for the year. Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, all smart beds on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed for a limited time only. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League.